This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In 1995, 168 people were killed and hundreds injured when a truck bomb destroyed the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. This act of domestic terrorism in America's heartland shook the nation. Now the terrorists have taken lives in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg sought guidance from relatives of victims in the Oklahoma City violence.
Kathleen Traynor lost her 4-year-old daughter and her mother and father-in-law on that April morning. They'd gone to the federal building to see about Social Security payments. Doris Jones lost her 26-year-old daughter. She worked in the Murrah building. Diane Leonard lost her husband, Don. He worked there, too. Ladies, thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us. When these attacks came last Tuesday in New York, in Washington, and the crash near Pittsburgh, did you immediately think of all the families and the loved ones who would be affected?
Oh, absolutely. This is Kathleen Traynor. Absolutely. I just wept tears of empathy because I knew what these people were facing.
I would like to invite the three of you to talk to the people who are dealing with their losses now and tell what helped. Doris Jones, let's start with you.
You know, right now everything is fresh and you remember your loved ones' voices and it's just like you can hear them perfectly. But as time goes, those voices kind of began to fade a little bit and not as quite familiar. So if you have any recordings or videotapes, you know, it's not good. You don't want to look at them now, but you will later. I think that's an important thing to keep. So it's such an emotional time. They haven't a clue right now. They have not a clue.
Mm. Diane Leonard?
Yes.
What do you have to say to the people who've suffered losses here?
There are so many things that we would like to give them, and I think one of them is I'd like them to know as much as they can about the people that are at that site doing that work.
You mean the rescue people,
exactly,
the firefighters?
Exactly, the rescue people.
Have you been in touch with those rescue workers in the years since 1995?
Oh, yes.
Huh.
Yes. In fact, night before last, one of the firefighters was at my house till almost 1 that morning we were talking.
Kathleen Traynor?
I can say that there are several things that will be helpful to the people who are suffering this tragedy the closest. And the main thing is that each of you can provide such a tremendous amount of comfort to each other. No one has the same type of experience as those who have suffered like you have, and I know that in the course of the last 6 years, people like Diane and Doris have offered me a great deal of comfort.
Hmm. These are losses and levels of grief from which you don't ever completely recover, I'm sure. And, you know, we are such a point-and-click society. We love quick fixes, and we like turning the page.
Absolutely.
But you really can't do that, can you, in a situation like this? Diane Leonard?
There are not words to describe what these people are going through, and there is a part of their hearts that will forever be gone. This just destroys part of who you are. But you can, through time, you can put a Band-Aid over those cracks and holes in your heart.
Mm-hmm. And Doris Jones?
Well, I certainly agree. Because there, you know, people use the word so loosely, closure, and there is no closure. That person that completed your circle is gone. The emotions are going to come and they're going to go. They're going to be up. They're going to be down. There'll be times that they're hardly functionable, but they need to know that that's normal. And I have something to say to the friends and families of the people because so many times people kind of stay away because they don't know what to say to you.
Yes.
And the thing is, don't turn away from them. It doesn't matter if you say anything. They just need you to be by them and listen to them and let them talk about their loved one. My best friend sat with me, and, you know, very seldom did she say anything, but You know, she is my closest friend.
This is Diane Leonard. I'd like to say something about that, too. There are no sweeter words to someone who has lost a loved one than their loved one's name. And they want to talk. Many of them will want to talk about their loved ones, and for their friends and family, sometimes that's very difficult, and they think there's something very awry if this person wants to do that. But it's tremendously helpful. So anyone that surrounds them, if they can be helpful in that effort, that would be a very positive move.
This is Doris. I want to say something on that too. Is that don't be afraid you're going to make that person cry, because it's
good for them.
You have to cry. And the more you cry, the more you talk, the better you're going to be in time to come.
Thank you very much for talking with us, families who lived through the 1995 truck bombing in Oklahoma City. Kathleen Traynor, her 4-year-old daughter Ashley, and her in-laws, LaRue and Luther Traynor, died in the explosion. Diane Leonard, her husband Donald worked for the U.S. Secret Service in the Murrah Building. Diane is going to New York to volunteer at the family center that's been set up there. Doris Jones, who lost her daughter Carrie, age 26. Carrie was 6 months pregnant. She worked in the Murrah Building. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.